WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott's team to rebuild Texas after Harvey gathered for an update yesterday. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who is in charge of the recovery effort, says the system's Agriculture Extension Service is getting 30 to 50 requests a day from local and state officials in the disaster counties.
That extension service, we have about close to 300 personnel that do nothing but make sure that county judge, that mayor is getting them, and those elected representatives get them information. Plus, they all have my cell phone, they all have my private email and things like that.
The governor announced that Land Commissioner George P. Bush will lead all housing-related recovery efforts associated with the hurricane. Abbott also says the state will seek more than $50 billion in federal housing funding. As Texas begins the recovery process, thousands of displaced pets are being shuffled between shelters looking for new homes. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on our show says they sent some of their dogs out of state to make room for Houston animals.
Love the Aggie Network. We had a former Aggie who's at a shelter in Nebraska reach out to us and say, how can we help? Can we send supplies down, et cetera, et cetera? I said, well, what would be really great is if we can move adoptable pets out.
During an appearance on our show, White says they sent dogs out and received dogs and cats that are now available for adoption.
Their paperwork was all done yesterday, so you'll see there a lot of new faces on our website right now, and it's going to give them a great opportunity because this Saturday is our Sterling Subaru free adoption event.
White says the event starts at 10 a.m., but she recommends filling out an application ahead of time. You can find it online at aggielandhumane.org. About 10 hours after Bryan police responded to what they discovered was a man shot to death in a parking lot, an arrest warrant was obtained. 4 hours after that announcement, BPD reported the suspect was arrested in College Station. 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan is accused of murdering 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr of Bryan. The victim's body was found in the parking lot of the City Trend store off Texas and Post Office Street. Police have not released what they believe to be the motive for the shooting. A Bryan man driving to work early yesterday morning wound up in jail. That follows a crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway by the Bryan Industrial Park when witnesses told police a car made a left turn in front of a motorcyclist. The motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, a swollen left eye, and abrasions to his face and right leg. The driver of the car, 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan, is accused of driving into the industrial park to his job, where according to the arrest report, his boss told him to return to the scene of the collision. Ramirez was arrested on charges of failing to stop and render aid at an accident causing serious bodily injury and for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station man has been added to the Texas Department of Public Safety's 10 most wanted fugitives list. There is a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the capture of 35-year-old Herman Henry Fox. He's wanted on charges of human trafficking and compelling prostitution by force and or threat. More information is online at WTAW.com. College Station police arrested two men early yesterday morning on charges of breaking into two vehicles parked on Oney Hervey between the Lincoln Recreation Center and CC Creations. According to a CSPD news release, someone who called 911 provided accurate suspect descriptions and the suspect's direction of travel after leaving the scene. The two who were arrested were identified as 20-year-old Darren Aran White Jr. of College Station and 19-year-old Brandon Alexander Scanlon of Bryan. CSPD reported stolen property that was located was returned to the owners. It's time for the annual Fiestas Patrias Cultural Celebration Parade. Roy Lopez says he and his father started the Bryan College Station chapter in 1990 as a way to share their Mexican culture with the community.
Now we raise money to give out scholarships for our local children here in the area. We have essay contests. We have all kinds of things that we do with the Fiestas Patrias.
Lopez says this Sunday's parade begins at noon and travels from Sandy Point Road into downtown Bryan.
We'll have a Fighting Texas Aggie band. We'll have Reveille. We'll have some of the schools participating, College Station and Bryan Independent School District. The kids will be marching the Read by Third program.
Lopez says in the past 27 years, they've raised more than $350,000 for the local community. Sunday's event is from noon to 10 p.m. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on BCRBCS.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, BCRBCS.com.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
812, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature, low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90. Low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we ready to ask for rain again? I'm not sure. You know, last time we did, we kind of got over-delivered. But
yeah.
We do, you know, from time to time need some of this. So, if you've got kids that, if your kids can't stop it about talking about Barbie or My Little Pony or Beat Bugs or Pokemon. Oh, yeah, anyway. Some of the other popular kid shows that are on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
This is pretty cool. Turn on the platform, the streaming platform, on their birthday and watch them flip out because Netflix is launching Birthdays on Demand. This is a series of 15 two-minute videos featuring birthday greetings from your kids' favorite characters.
Mm.
So you can choose from All Hail King Julian, Barbie, Beat Bugs, Dinotrix, Lego Friends, Lego Ninjago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Luna Petunia, My Little Pony, Pokemon, and more. Now, clearly, they're not personalized, but I don't, you know, your kids probably aren't going to mind.
Right.
They'd just kind of be jazzed to be able to get that.
Yeah.
So to find these videos, you search the keywords birthdays on demand or birthday songs on Netflix, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to get that.
Cool. Hmm.
And I think that would be. I think your kiddo would probably think that's a pretty fun thing for their birthday.
Yeah.
So there. So we haven't heard from Jim Gaffigan lately. Always like to hear what Jim Gaffigan's got to say about stuff.
I don't know if you're like me. When they first introduced bottled water, I thought it was so funny. I was like, bottled water? Look at this. They're selling bottled water. I guess I'll try it. Oh, this is good. This is more watery than water. Yeah. This has got a water kick to it. I was looking at a bottle. They have nutritional facts printed on the side. Kind of expect to turn the bottle, see a recipe. Yeah. That's how you make ice cubes, huh?
His new stand-up is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Netflix.
I just like him. He works clean, and he's just doggone funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jim Gaffigan.
Good
right.
laugh.
Yeah. What do the words dumbbell, occurrence, and memento have in common? According to a study on internet traffic, these are the three most common misspelled words.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Dumbbell, which has two B's. You may not know that. Occurrence, double C, double R.
Mm-hmm.
And memento, which it's memento. It is what it is.
Yeah.
There are no little funny tricks in how to spell that.
Huh.
But nonetheless. All right.
Good thing we've got spell check.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We can do all that stuff. So Mississippi police say a woman accused of bank robbery had a less than perfect escape plan. Her name is Dominique Spears. She's 35. We know that because they caught her. Allegedly held up a
Usually when they have your name,
yeah,
you know it's not going to end well
That's
for the
right.
criminal.
It's true. She allegedly held up a Wells Fargo bank in Ocean Springs, Mississippi on Tuesday, then fled in her getaway car. That would be a yellow cab.
Mm-hmm.
Police managed to track her down after the cab driver simply told him where she was.
I dropped her off over there.
That's right. She was taken into custody at an apartment complex about 3 miles from the bank.
Oh, can you imagine like using Uber as your getaway?
Yeah, just probably not a good deal. All right, so Jason Aldean, if you know him.
Yeah, country
guy. Wants the world to know that he's not cheap.
Country.
Yeah, kind of. TMZ reports, so it must
he's
be
He's not
true.
Cheap. Okay. Oh, yeah. TMZ, okay. Definitely my reliable source.
Exactly. It reports a server from a place called Black Sheep Burrito and Brews in West Virginia ticked off after he got a less than stellar gratuity from Jason's crew when they came in for 60 burritos and quesadilla last week.
Mm-hmm.
Word is the waiter was so bitter that he tweeted his frustration at the country star and his manager.
Ugh, people these days.
Really. So that's okay. This guy's manager fired him for doing that, which is good.
Yeah,
what are you doing betting on social media about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Jason's reps for his part swear that the takeout order included an appropriate tip.
60 burritos is a lot.
Yeah. I'm being done wrong. Let me go on social media so that I can tell everybody about it, because what? Then people will people then boycott Jason?
Right.
Because you said that he gave you a
So wait. This guy gets fired for complaining about Jason Aldean via Twitter.
Yeah.
But Jameel Hill just gets reprimanded for
Let me see. I don't know what the race, and I don't know what the gender of this person was at this restaurant,
okay.
But I do about her, so that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Point taken.
Yep.
CBS's Vulnerable 60 Minutes has recruited one of the biggest names in television as a news magazine heads into its 50th year, announcing that they are adding Oprah Winfrey to the lineup.
Wow.
Oprah will debut September 24th, reporting on a story about America's political divisions. There's the way that I feel, and then the way other people feel. That's what she'll say.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because Oprah moves mountains. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
She is a game changer.
Yes, definitely.
Ask Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil would still be doing, I don't know, small town stuff in Abilene or Amarillo or wherever he's
Family
from.
Family therapy.
If it weren't for that. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, we'll see. 24th. So if you think that living next door to a graveyard is a bad thing, Michigan real estate agent wants to change her mind.
Oh, yeah?
Shane Broyles.
Tell me more, Shane.
Shane is promoting a 4-bedroom cemetery adjacent house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in DeWitt, Michigan.
Great for Halloween.
Quiet neighbors.
Yeah.
Even posted a sign advertising the graveyard next door as a selling point. He admits that he's trying to have some fun using humor as a selling tool.
And if they get loud, well, you've got other issues.
That's exactly right.
Just don't be loud enough to wake the dead, and you should be fine.
Yeah, very nice. He says, if you can't have some fun, then there's not much point in life.
Okay. Yeah, there's not much point in life for the people next door.
That's true. They've already done. So did you see the picture of the thing that washed up in Texas City on the beach?
No.
Okay.
The thing. What was it?
Lady worked for the National Audubon Society, came across this dead creature on the beach in Texas City, took photos and said, okay, biology Twitter, what the heck is this?
It's an alien.
It was. No, it's the name of this thing.
It was?
It was a fang-toothed snake eel.
Oh.
A fang-toothed snake eel.
That sounds terrible.
Which sounds scary.
I don't think any of those words sound pleasant.
Go look at it, and it's kind of like a moray eel, okay, if you see it, though. Ken Teig, who is a biologist with the Smithsonian, was able to answer the question after the request was passed along to him. He believes the creature is something in
it
Greek
looks
that I can't say.
Right, yeah.
They're scary.
They're very scary.
Fang-toothed snake eel.
That's
yep,
it.
It'll be the first picture that pops up.
Yep, the toothy creature's scientific name translates to terrible serpent, which would be appropriate.
I mean, yeah. So those things live in our ocean?
Yeah, apparently. Gulf of Mexico.
Great.
Well, what I did
was another reason not to go in the ocean.
Yeah, when I saw this story, I did Google Images with that name.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
it shows you all sorts of other things that have really, really big teeth. Really, really big teeth that you don't want to be
it's
getting
large,
near.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a.
And it's really ugly.
Yeah, not nice.
Okay.
Well
there's that.
Its mother thought it was.
Hey, can I have my Real Housewives story? I've been dying to hear it.
Oh, let me see where I put it. Okay.
You lost it on purpose.
No, I've got it. All right, here
teased
we go.
Me okay. with it.
Here
I
we
just
go.
Didn't want you to forget
Those wacky Real Housewives of Orange County.
So Orange County is the original Real Housewives.
Are feeling the burn after oversharing on social media.
Uh-oh.
Sources tell In Touch that the ladies will get a $30,000 bonus from the show if they refrain from attacking one another online. Yeah. But they still aren't playing nice. Tamara Judge got nasty within a week.
Mm-hmm.
While Vicky Gunvalson.
Yes.
Okay.
Gunderson.
That could very, very well be.
Okay.
Quickly followed along with Kelly Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
On the bright side, Shannon and Peggy and
Peggy
must
be new.
And Megan are still in the running before the end of the season.
See, that's funny because in my opinion, the bright side is that I don't know who any of those people
I don't either.
Are.
Well,
I
unfortunately know all of them except for Peggy. She must be new.
See, that's okay. Among the three of us, then, we can end up having this general knowledge of a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
Sometimes the other two don't know anything about it, but that's okay.
Yeah. So Vicky, she has literally been on the show since its inception.
Okay.
I mean, she is the OG of the Real Housewives.
Really?
Yeah, and her and Tamara used to be best friends, but things happen.
See, and what happens?
Well, Vicky, I'll tell you what happens. Vicky was dating this guy who was lying about having cancer, and she turned real nasty towards everyone when they were trying to get her to open her eyes and see that he was a big fat liar.
Okay.
She burned a lot of bridges that season.
Okay. But how much of it has to do with fame?
With fame?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, and a lot of it, you know, they say, obviously, it's scripted, and they want fights. If everyone was nice to each other, you wouldn't have a show.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. No one would watch.
Tension and controversy.
Yeah, but it is
important.
Interesting that they're taking it so much to social media, because I feel like a lot of these girls, like, they may not be best friends in real life, but they actually do get along for the most part,
okay.
And then they just get nasty on camera.
Sure.
But it sounds like this is pretty bad.
Well, there's $30,000 sitting on the counter, and I don't know if that's a lot of money to these young ladies.
True,
no,
probably not anymore. Okay. Maybe when they first started. I mean, they're Real Housewives because they have money.
Yeah, that's it. Hello.
While there was a lull in the show, I thought I would call in.
What do you mean? We're talking about the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Well, yeah, I want to go in the other direction because I'm visiting with Miss America today, the new Miss
the
America.
New Miss America?
North Dakota?
Yeah, Kara Munn, Miss North Dakota.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, when Letterman was here every year, that Monday after Miss America, he would have Miss America on the show.
Right.
That was just a traditional thing. And, you know, the Miss America people had a deal with Dave. Well, you know, Dave is gone now.
Sure.
And so I had to take up the mantle. They have given me the mantle.
No, wait, you took the mantle, maybe.
No, okay. They offered it.
They
offered it. And I went ahead and I said, you know, I don't have anything to do. It's Friday. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had the outgoing Miss America, Savvy Shields, on.
Sure.
What a lovely girl
she is,
by the way.
Yeah.
And so today, we will have the new one, Kara Munn, on from North Dakota.
Well, you know, whenever I interview somebody from the Ivy League who graduates from an Ivy League school, I always ask them if they know the football record of their team from the previous year.
What a good question.
Especially because you're a sports guy.
This is why you have a morning show and I'm on in the afternoon.
Exactly. That's exactly. I think of these things early in the morning. And
that's great.
So you might see if she
I'm going to ask her if she knows who the mascot at Brown is. I mean,
I don't even know that.
I don't either. answer.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. I think it's the Bears, but I could be wrong.
I think so, too. Right.
So she can basically answer anything. Okay. And
now,
you won't know
Chelsea, do you?
Yep. She's probably smart enough.
Bruno the Bear.
There you go. Chelsea, excellent. Off the top of your head, do you have a question you would want to ask the brand new
Miss America? Chelsea.
Gosh.
What would you ask Miss America if you could ask her anything?
That's such that's tough.
Okay, now here's the other deal.
What kind of mascara do you wear?
Yeah.
Now, oh, good God.
All right, now wait, here's another one. Okay, now, you know, whenever the president...
Chanel or Prada?
Whenever the president goes and speaks somewhere, there's a person who is in, you know, the keeper of the shield, who has to put the shield up on the podium. So does the crown travel with her, and is that like a designated person?
Oh.
Mm. All right.
And how about this question?
I think they carry it in a case like the Stanley Cup with white glove handlers, but I will ask her that.
Okay. How about this? Would you consider yourself a shield maiden?
Oh, there you go.
Chelsea, you know better than to answer yes or no, ask yes or no questions.
You're right, Chip.
I've taught you better than
Dang
that.
Dang it.
So.
Okay. All right. Now, you heard our shield.
Please explain. You heard our shield
maiden story this morning, didn't you?
No.
Well, yeah, archaeologists in Sweden, I'll leave you the story, found a skeletal remains of a Viking. And so, of course, being the chauvinist pigs that they were, they figured that it was a male.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It was a female.
A female Viking?
Exactly.
Yep, they're called shield maidens.
They're called shield maidens.
So she was sitting out in the burning boat and then washed ashore?
Well, no, I don't know if they did. That was only in the Kirk Douglas movie. I don't think they always did that.
Oh,
but they
that
buried her high up on a crest near a fort. It's interesting. I mean, it may be a little deep for your audience, but nonetheless, I thought it was interesting, and I'll save it for you.
A little deep for your audience.
Did you have the story about the fang-tooth eel?
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure. Okay.
I had that 24 hours ago.
Animal attacks.
Worked out perfectly.
It was ugly, I will tell you that. I've never seen anything like it.
It's nasty.
It looked like a chupacabra of the sea.
That's
good name there.
Yeah. Sounds like a tuna. Yeah. All right. So what time is she on so we don't have to listen to the whole show?
You know, just whenever we can cram it
in. Very good.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks a lot. There you go. It's Miss America on there.
Very cool.
I don't know. I believe that thing about the Dave. I don't think Dave's people asked Chip.
Oh,
to take
God,
that
no.
Over. Yeah, but, you know,
no.
If he wants to think.
But
that's fine.
Still really neat that
it
you
is,
got
yeah,
her on the show.
On there.
Very
you go.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Apple's iPhone X is not even in stores yet, but with its new facial ID technology that unlocks the phone, it already has one U.S. senator raising privacy concerns. Kim Komando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Regardless of which side of the political aisle you're on, Senator Al Franken is absolutely right to ask Apple just how it will keep this new technology from being misused. Because of the Constitution's Fifth Amendment, you cannot be legally compelled to give up your passcode. But with this facial ID system, the Washington Post raises a question. What happens if a law enforcement officer waves your new iPhone X past your face? And with this facial ID system, the phone thinks it's you trying to unlock it. And then without a warrant, the phone is open. We don't know how many failed attempts the facial ID system allows before it completely locks the phone. The technology is so new, there are no laws that specifically address this kind of situation. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Why just listen to the Kim Komando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Komando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like, you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. An influential industry committee is recommending that the FAA eliminate or scale back dozens of safety rules, including one on airline pilot qualifications. The FAA's Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee says the recommendations are a response to an effort by the agency to comply with President Trump's directives to cut government regulations. The Wisconsin Assembly has sent a $3 billion incentive package for Taiwan-based Foxconn. Governor Scott Walker signing off on a deal to lure the electronics giant to the state with the biggest subsidy to a foreign company in U.S. history. The bill would make $2.8 billion available to Foxconn if it invests $10 billion and hires 13,000 workers. A sitar owned and played by George Harrison of the Beatles is going to be auctioned in the U.S. The instrument, bought from a shop on London's Oxford Street in 1965, was used by Harrison during the recording of the Beatles' song Norwegian Wood. Bidding will start later this month at $50,000. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
If only we were born knowing how to retire. Brought to you by TIAA.
What you need is income that keeps coming in.
I don't just want to get to retirement, I want to do retirement.
My target for retirement? Income for life.
It's a no-brainer.
I invest right and I can start working my way through that bucket list.
Bermuda shorts and flip-flops all day.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An arrest has been made in what Bryan police describe was a murder early yesterday morning. BPD has not released why they believe 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III shot 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr in the City Trends parking lot off Texas near Post Office Street. Curry was arrested without incident in College Station yesterday afternoon. A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with serious injuries from a crash in North Bryan before sunrise yesterday morning. Witnesses told Bryan police a car made a left turn in front of the motorcycle on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at an entrance to Bryan Industrial Park. According to the arrest report, the driver of the car drove on to work a short distance away, but 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan was escorted back to the site of the crash. Then he was arrested for failing to stop and render aid at an accident causing serious bodily injury and for failing to yield the right of way. Governor Abbott was among state officials who updated recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey yesterday. The governor was joined by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who says city, county, and state leaders are connecting with the system's chief financial officer and the Agriculture Extension Agency.
We get from those folks somewhere between 30 and 50 problems, requests for assistance, and things like that a day. It takes 5 days to get through all of them, but they keep coming every single day.
Sharp also says tens of millions of dollars are being saved by using the system's Agriculture Extension Agency instead of outside consultants. Tomorrow is your chance to adopt a Hurricane Harvey pet for free. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White says they're partnering with Sterling Subaru for a free adoption event to help displaced pets from the Houston area find a new home.
Early last week, we moved some of our adoptable dogs out of the state to make some space for some of the adoptables that were coming out of the Houston area. Mm.
White on our show says through the help of the Aggie Network, they sent their dogs to a shelter in Nebraska to make room for the Houston animals. It is recommended to fill out an application before tomorrow's event, which starts at 10 a.m. You can find a form and see pictures of the available pets online at aggielandhumane.org. Since 1990, Fiestas Patrias has raised money while sharing and celebrating their Mexican culture.
In the past 27 years, we raised more than $350,000 to give out to the local, our local community.
Roy Lopez on our show says they're expecting 20 to 25,000 people at their annual parade and festival this Sunday.
We have food booths, we have craft booths, we have a big stage, a lot of live entertainment. We have mariachis, ballet, we have all kinds of bands that are out there that come and play, and it's all free.
Lopez says the parade, which travels from Sandy Point into downtown Bryan, starts at noon, and the festival lasts until 10 p.m. You can find more information online at fiestaspatrias.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 71 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
837 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature low 90s this afternoon. Tonight mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90. Low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Friday, time to talk about what's going on in the City of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, great.
What do you got?
I got that guy right over there.
That guy. Hit that guy.
That guy. He's College Station City Councilman James Benham.
Okay. Good morning. How are you today?
Howdy.
You've got about 14 months left on your term on College Station City Council, and you'll term out. You came to this job with some pretty interesting ideas, and I know you've probably still got some. I'd kind of like to know if you've got a checklist of things you'd like to at least move forward while you're still on council.
Sure. All of my topics really fall under the umbrella of smart city, right? And that's having an intelligent city. From a technology perspective that utilizes the latest tools and processes to make our operations much more efficient, something I know you're very passionate about, is driving efficiency and effectiveness. Because, you know, you can efficiently suck, right? I mean, if you can have a short number of steps towards the wrong objective, and so you can really efficiently suck, or you can be efficient and effective, which means you're achieving a desired outcome. That's what being a smart city is about. And so I came in with a pretty set agenda around ultra-high-speed broadband, which we got. Mm-hmm. We made the city's dark fiber available for lease and our empty conduit available for lease. And guess what?
Okay.
We're about to sign another lease. Uh-huh. And so these are really big deals. We came in on an open data portal. We came in on safe transaction zones and an intelligent traffic system. All those things are done now. So the next step, really, on utility, something you're passionate about, smart meters have to come next so we can really remotely control all the ons and offs that so that you can easily change over for all the turnover we have.
Stop right there on utilities, because that's been a yes or no question, and the answer, the question's been asked any number of times, and the answer's always been no.
Yeah, and the answer now is that we have contracted a study to develop a plan on how we're actually going to do it. So the study looks at our city and then gives us a rollout plan. So we're actually at the point where we're contracting consultants, which is step one of actually implementing smart meters.
Okay. Let's go back to a couple of other things you mentioned. You said dark fiber. People need to understand what that means.
Yeah, so fiber, that means fiber optic cable that's not utilized in the ground that the taxpayers already paid for. So we're doing something called an IRU, indefeasible right of use, that allows other companies to come and lease that at really low rates, the cost rate. Mm-hmm. So we're not making a profit. We're just they're reimbursing us for the cost to use that, and we're about to sign another contract with a third provider now that's going to be providing private internet access to companies and individuals over city fiber and paying the city for it. So the city generated a new revenue line, and we're bringing more competition. Since I've been in office in the last 5 years and we started this effort, bandwidth rates per megabyte have plummeted. And we're talking like 80 to 90% per meg because we got more competition. We got our incumbent providers to come to the table with really high-speed packages. And so the citizens have won, right? They won because they got much more bandwidth for a much lower price. And now they have a choice on commercial service, at least. They've got a choice, and hopefully on residential service in the future.
Okay, so you're saying the city's not making money, but there's a savings there. We're getting reimbursed
for our costs.
What are we realizing out of that, would you say, annually?
It's tens of thousands of dollars. Right. It's not that much, but it's...
It's already in the ground. So
it's already been paid for. Right. So it's not like there's no additional cost to us. And so we're recapturing some of our expense that we never thought we'd recapture.
Mm-hmm.
And now as we put new fiber in the ground, we're putting a lot more. But, you know, we're also going to expand our intelligent traffic system. The answer to traffic is not wider roads. It's not. The answer to traffic is more efficiently managing traffic. And if you look at how we've managed traffic, we have brilliant people. And Troy Rother's done a great job with traffic. And so has the group over at TTI. If you look at game days, just game days, we've dropped the exit time for the majority of traffic from like 3.5 hours down to about 1.5 hours. With software and processes, not wider roads.
Well,
and so the saying then comes around, why can't every day be game day?
Sure. Well, Monday, I had to leave the station. I had to be in downtown Bryan, and I went nonstop to Villa Maria Road.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty good.
It is, and that's because we have 77 lights, I believe. They're all networked together. We have cameras on all of them. They're all remote sensored. And what I'm pushing Troy to do and the city of College Station is get new software that sits on top of that system that automatically, dynamically controls and changes all of our light schedule and timing based on aggregate demand. And so there's some really cool stuff there coming. But we can go way beyond that, right? I mean, Intelligent Traffic System 2.0 involves our roads talking to cars, since cars will have a peer.
Yeah,
no,
you were telling me that.
And so it's a big deal. The other things in smart city I'm excited about, well, actually, just in general about the future, I want to contract a city hall before I leave. I know it's not going to be built, but I want to contract for a city hall before I leave. And I would like us to engage some type of chief architect for the city of College Station, not as a full-time resource, but as a contracted resource. So all of our facilities can actually look like municipal facilities and can have a similar look and feel. You're seeing the first step of that with our new city sign that we just rolled out on Highway 6 in the north part of town.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to build one in the south part of town. We'll build one coming in from Austin. So you'll know when you're in the city of College Station, it'll look appropriate. It'll look like a Texas municipality.
Can I have more things that look like Fire Station 6?
You know, we like to call that the Fire Station 6 can be made fun of all you want,
yep.
But the reality is, that we need to design facilities that look like municipal facilities and don't break the bank.
Right.
And we can do that. We can pick, we can choose a affordable design for our municipal facilities that don't, that doesn't break the bank.
All right, a new city hall, you want a contract for that. You know,
I want to contract the design of it.
You're a business owner. You think outside the box in your business. You got any outside the box ideas for what that city hall could be and how it could minimize an expense to the city?
Yeah, well, you know, the effort that I've pushed our city to do, and they've done it, is to explore public-private options on the land around City Hall, because we don't need all of that land. We can actually go up with City Hall instead of out, and we can densify that lot, and then we can have ancillary developments around it that can actually pay for some of our development. And that's been something that I really thought, you know, we don't need a wide sprawling the area there, because we have other areas like on Krennic Tap Road where we have more land. And so I'd like to see us go up and then bring in other developments right around City Hall.
James Benham here from the City of College Station. Dave Coleman made a presentation to you about future water needs. Again, that's something I'm kind of geeky about. He came up with a couple of unconventional things rather than just poking a hole in the ground. You've got some surface water at Gibbons Creek. There's Brazos River. What were your thoughts on his presentation?
Yeah, then there's the potty water option.
And the potty water, too.
Yeah. You know, I love Dave, and he really does think ahead. I mean, like way ahead, like 30 or 40 years ahead. The reality is, out of our existing wells and the ones that we're about to put in the ground, we're going to be set for several decades. And so these are safety fallback options, I would say. You know, recapturing river water is a very practical option if the Brazos River Authority allows us. I mean, you know, there's a lot of water's owned by somebody, right? All water's owned by somebody. The only water that we own is the reclaimed wastewater. And you have to understand, when water finishes the processing at one of our plants, it is really clean when it finishes processing and it goes back into a creek. And so if you took that and then processed it again, like many cities do, it would be fine. There's also mass desalinization they talked about. I really don't want us to contract anything right now, and he's not asking us to, because the desal process is going down and down and down in price. And you know, when you talk about technology, there is a lot of technology money right now being put into desal, because it is the answer for the world's water problems, is how to effectively cost-effectively desalinate water. It's the answer for the Middle East, too. So in the next 10 years, you're going to see we're talking order of magnitude 10x changes in speed and cost on desal of water. I'd rather wait for those innovations to go into place before, because I think recapturing the salinated water that's under our feet, because we have a whole layer of salinated water,
right,
I think is the best option.
Yeah, because it's like buying an old TV. All right, I'm not going to use all the right phrases of the city, but from a developmental standpoint, Chimney Hill continues to be a doorstop. Every time we get to this, there's bad news. The last one was, okay, it's time for a development, and they were to come to planning and zoning and give them basically a site plan, if you will. They came to you basically with a blank piece of paper. Now, this city council, you included clearly, voted unanimously to approve that. But isn't there a precedent now that has been set that's going to cause other developers to say, hey, you did it for Chimney Hill, why won't you do it for me?
The old, you vote once and you set a precedent argument.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, look.
Well, excuse me. I mean, I believe Councilmember Moore said that very thing.
Oh, yeah, Councilmember Moore is a good friend, and he's entitled to his opinion. Okay. I generally agree with Barry on things. In this case, we will have to deal with others coming forward and saying, hey, but you did this. But look, Scott, the reality is that every property is a unique decision, and everybody's always known that. If precedents were precedents, then we wouldn't have so many 3.5-hour hearings on properties, right? And we do. We had another one this past week. You can say it sets a precedent, but so does the 2 decades that the city council spent voting down developments. So, okay. A precedent can be changed with one vote. The Supreme Court has proven that.
Okay, I want to give you a chance to give a short answer, and please give a short answer. But you're right; those are good neighbors who at Aggieland Outfitters, but they did want to do something that did impinge on the neighborhood, and that is a situation that people didn't think was good. You supported it as a 4-3 vote. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I again, you have to look at every single property in isolation of everything else. You say, what are the conditions of this street, this property, this development? What's the existing conditions of the lots? What is the master plan? Because the plan on the comp plan is for everything on George Bush to be higher density. That's it's been there for a while. And, you know, everything around campus is going to have to be higher density, and it's already moving that way. You know, if we allow the you know, large churches, you know, the LDS church extends several blocks into the, you know, like a block and a half into the neighborhood, the Hillel Foundation, which extends farther back. I mean, you have to look, there's a lot of developments that extend that many feet back into the neighborhood. So it's you can't treat people inequitably. At the same time, I really believe this is going to be a good development, an attractive development. It's going to add value to the area, and it makes sense for George Bush frontage property. And here's the other really big thing with this particular development, and that's why you have to take every single one in isolation, because I have, believe it or not, contrary to popular belief, voted against a rezoning every once in a while.
Okay.
because they didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Voted against one the other day that just didn't make sense. It was the one on Highway 6. It was Highway 6 frontage, but it was that thin piece of land right just north of Harvey, and I voted against the rezoning. So in this case, the government created this problem. The government created the problem. We are the government, the state government is taking Aggieland Outfitters parking lot and vehicular access from their property. So what is he supposed to do? And you can't say, oh, just move to another part of town. No, right. Retail is about location, location, and location.
Sure. Until you make it whole.
And so you know, we are helping make someone whose government has taken their property against their will whole by moving him two blocks down. So you have to understand all of the conditions.
Yeah.
And look, if you believe in property rights, and here's the gut check for conservatives. If you call yourself a conservative, then you have to really gut check yourself on what it means for property rights. It can't mean property rights for you and no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when you ask them, do you believe that the government shouldn't tell you what to do with your land? You know what they say? Absolutely. Stay off my land. But then they turn right around and say, but I don't want my neighbor to do this with his.
Yeah, sure.
And that's not being a property rights advocate.
Okay, we got to go. I'm sorry, it's so hard to get answers out of you. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks. Hey, real quick before I go.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm going camping this weekend.
Okay.
I'm the running this really great program for YMCA, Y Guides and Princesses. It's
mm-hmm.
a camping with dads program. I've been in it for a year and a half. It is the most amazing thing I've ever done with my daughters. I mean, it is bar none. It is awesome. It's called Y Guides and Princesses. If you're a dad and you want to go camping with your kids and they're age 5 to 13, give me a call or just email me, jbenham@cstx.gov. And come camping with us once a month.
That's
cool. Is awesome. This weekend we're going camping in Inks Lake. Next month is Garner State Park. There is nothing better than camping with your kids. This
yeah.
is the best thing I've ever done for my children. I just wanted y'all to think about that. Also want to mention Cassini crashed into Saturn today. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So make sure you watch the video of that. Star Trek has a new show, Discovery, that comes out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we're never going to talk about Never-Ending Pasta Bowls ever again.
All right, thank you. It's James Benham from the City of College Station. What else do you have?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yeah, quickly.
City of College Station and Embassy Records Management and Storage are hosting a free community-wide document shredding event Saturday, October 14th, 9 to 1 in the parking lot of City Hall. So let's say you're the host of a radio show all about nothing. You probably need to protect yourself from identity theft, just
True.
Like everyone else.
That's right.
So look into our Shred Day. You can find out more at cstx.gov/calendar.
There you go. Visit the folks at City College Station on Fridays.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We'd understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Time to find out what's going on in the arts, and Chris Dyer's here this morning, CEO of the Arts Council. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Happy to be back. I feel like it's been a while.
It has. You know? We've had some other folks there, but they did fine in your absence. So.
Well, yeah, I know. They're going to replace me one of these days, so I got to at least look like I know what I'm doing.
There you go. You brought some guests with you today.
I did. I have Fiestas Patrias here with me today, and they're an exciting affiliate of the Arts Council, and they really check all those boxes, arts, culture, and history. They do some great events. They're just very important for the Brazos Valley community, and we're just excited to partner with them, and they're here to tell you a little bit more about what they do.
So, Roy, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing this
Good.
Morning?
Give us a little bit of history.
Fiestas Patrias Mexicanas. My dad and I, Emilio Lopez and myself, started back in 1990. I'm one of the founders of the Fiestas Patrias. And what we've been doing for the past 27 years, we had a dream to show our culture, show the education of what the culture of the Hispanic from Mexico. And what we did is now we raise money to give out scholarships for our local children here in the area. We have essay contests. We have all kinds of things that we do with the Fiestas Patrias.
Sure. Linda, tell us a little bit about the part that you play.
Oh, well, I'm the treasurer, so I keep track of all the funds. But we will be having an event in downtown. It'll start off with a parade, which will start on Sandy Point to Bryan Street downtown. I kind of help just a little, do not only do the treasure, but I do a little bit of everything as well.
Well, you can also tell us a little bit about, can you give us an idea of the number of scholarships that you've been able to present to kiddos in the time?
So far, in the past 27 years, we raised more than $350,000 to give out to our local community. And I was very, very happy that this year I was one of the recipients of the Jefferson Award.
Yes.
And got recognized because of all the work like Linda and our committee does to help out in our community.
Also, let's talk about how this has grown. I mean, really just in the last, you could talk about what it's done in the last 10 years. I mean, it's been really explosive in the number of people that you have, how the organization has grown and how the number of people who attend has grown.
We, in that one day, it's going to be on September the 17th, starts at noontime. We have a parade on William Joe Bryan on Sandy Point that comes up. We'll have a Fighting Texas Aggie Band. We'll have Reveille. We'll have some of the schools participating, College Station and Bryan Independent School District. The kids will be marching the Read by Third program. So one of the things is that with that event, it leads into downtown. But, again, it's grown that we approximately that day we get between 20 to 25,000 people show up.
Yeah, it's going to be outstanding. Now, what time does that start?
It starts right at 12 noon.
Okay.
And it goes all the way to 10 p.m.
Okay. And then there's some food and stuff like that, huh?
Oh, yes. we have food booths. We have craft booths. We have a big stage, a lot of live entertainment. We have mariachis, ballet. We have all kinds of bands that are out there that come and play, and it's all free. It doesn't, you know, it's just go out there. So if you really want a lot of Mexican food and authentic? Como se dice?
Yeah, authentic food.
Yeah. We'll the real have, food.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some stuff for the kids as well, some face painting. There'll be train rides, also a petting zoo, bouncy houses for them to bounce in. So sure. It's fun for the
train
whole
ride,
family.
We always get the train ride out there. And okay. So it's a whole day event. Okay. And right now, just kind of give you just a little small of insight. We're working on right now, there are some, since I'm at Texas A&M University, I've been talking to some of our organizations. What we want to do is probably set a trailer out there, and we're going to probably ask for donations to take to the hurricane victims.
Sure.
Not just in Houston, but we're concentrating in the small community areas, and we're probably going to be asking for school supplies, even though there's a lot of clothes and things, but we're forgetting that the children need school supplies, backpacks, and things like that.
Certainly.
Also.
Well, thank you for being a driving force behind this. And again, it's September the 17th. Thanks for being in this morning.
Thank you very much, sir.
What else you got?
Well, we're really focused on what's going on in Houston. I serve on the Texas Association of Museums Board, and so we're trying to assess that situation. We're working with a lot of those museums. A lot of the museums here had a little damage, but we came out pretty good. So we're trying to help our partners in Houston do all that. And you know, we just came off a very successful Celebrate the Arts event, so we appreciate everybody that supported us in our operations for that. So it's just exciting times. I always say acbv.org for all the arts activities going on in the Brazos Valley.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Bryan Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, about a minute till, 2 minutes till, News Talk 16, that's about a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTW. So, did you hear that Councilman Benham mentioned the Cassini thing crashing?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
He cares more about space than I do.
He does, exactly right, that's
most
it. All right,
do.
So about a minute till. Brad.
Yes, sir.
You had something to share.
Yes, actually, I was hoping to have more than about 5 seconds to share anything about it.
You have a minute.
I got a minute. Well, anyway, so I'll be leaving the show.
He's still here.
I'm still here. Still going to be moving over back over to the production department. Going to be lending my talents to that area of the building. Won't have to wake up at 4 anymore, which is kind of nice. But
we'll call you anytime.
All right,
we'll wake you up still.
I'll probably still be awake anyway. But it's been a lot of fun. Zach Taylor's going to be taking over on Monday, and he'll be the newest and latest and greatest infomaniac.
Oh, that's right. There are times we'll call you back into sub. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
Don't you have to worry about that.
I'll be around. Yeah.
Good. I appreciate you doing that. I most definitely do. It's been great stuff.
All right. Thank you.
Zach will join us on Monday. So the weather is not going to be that nice, cool Friday night football that you had last week. It'll be about 72 or 73, something like that. But high temperature will be in the 90s next few days. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 9 o'clock.